Cool. Now, a story from earlier this year, which hopefully will be the start of big things to come, was the news that the small California-based company called SpaceX has managed to build a space rocket and put a satellite into orbit. And this might not seem particularly impressive, as governments have been doing this for 50 years, but what's new is it's been done by a private company without state support. Now, it's quite a nice story that now SpaceX was started by Elon Musk, who's a South African entrepreneur who made hundreds of millions by from publishing software and then from PayPal, which you've probably heard of, which you pay things for eBay. Now, PayPal was sold to eBay and he got loads of money and he wanted to do something interesting with it. First, he thought, I know what would be cool, let's start a Mars program. But he actually looked into this and discovered the problem is that launching stuff into space is so expensive that even his millions, hundreds of millions, weren't enough to do anything interesting on Mars. So he decided that the solution to this, instead of just going into a corner and going, oh, I'll just play with my money and become a playboy, he decided to do something about this problem. So he built his own space rocket business, basically building space rockets. He's got a production line in California making space rockets. His first three launches didn't work very well. The first one exploded on takeoff. The second one, the fuel inside started sloshing about and it fell over.
Hopefully with no one on board.
Yeah, they're all unmanned. So that one didn't. And the third one, it was really depressing, actually. It didn't quite work because he changed the second stage space rocket engine. And the idea is you push the first stage off and then the second stage ignites, but the first stage carried on going for longer than it should have done. So the first stage and second stage couldn't separate, and so it crashed into the ground. But fourth time lucky, in September he got this space rocket up into space, and this can lift about half a ton into low Earth orbit. But he's not stopping there. Beginning of next year, he's trying to launch the Falcon 9, which should be able to put up to 12.5 tons into low Earth orbit.
Wasn't there a prize associated with doing that?
There's a prize associated with getting a person up to what's called space, which is 100 kilometres, but not into orbit. And there's another one with getting a person into orbit. But he's just basically got a satellite up into orbit, which there aren't any prizes for. But in many ways, I think this is more important, because actually getting stuff into orbit cheaply could mean that we can do all sorts of interesting things. We can go out to Mars, the rest of the world, the rest of the solar system, put up bigger, cheaper telescopes and find out more about the universe.
Yes, because Bert Rutan got the prize for first... it was suborbital, but the first zero-gravity type flight with Spaceship One, wasn't it? Spaceship One? He did that a little while back. So the next big goal is to get someone up into orbit. Helen?
I could tell by the grin on Dave's face that he just wishes he was the guy who was throwing things up into space.
And maybe he wants to build the rocket.
Maybe one day he will be. I think that could well happen.